Blog Talk Radio.
There is a word especially for you. When you think you're about to give up gas, just read your Bible, it'll tell you what to do. Be not weary, in doing well, for in due season, you're gonna reap. Yeah. Say, be not weary.
Good morning. Welcome once again to our weekly internet program. I'm your host, Minister Joy Lewis, and you are listening to Free on the Inside. We're coming on a few minutes late this morning. Excuse me from the delay of the show. We had a fire a couple of units over from the studio here, so the fire department asked us all to abandon the facilities, and it was a massive fire. Didn't nobody get hurt, and we thank God that it was put out in time. But it was scary, though. But we realize that we have things to do. So thank you for your patience. We're in for a great time this morning. We called our guest up and told her there would be a slight delay. And so I'm going to just lay the foundation and tell you about some things that's going on with the program. And thank you. Thank you. And Happy New Year to everyone. Amen. Happy New Year to you. We pray that things have been going well for you at the first of the year. We pray that you had a blessed 2015, that you was being blessed and that you was being a blessing to someone else. We thank you for your support of this program here. All the shows that went forward, we pray that you were able to use the information and that you were able to develop a sense of awareness that God is up to something. I'm going to say it again, a sense of awareness that God is up to something. We have a couple of callers on the line here, and we're going to bring them on, and we're going to bring our guests in at the 8:30 hour. Talk with them, and they did agree to shift their time. So we'll bring them in, and we'll bring in we'll open the phone lines up. And you too can join in the conversation. Just tell us about how God has been blessing you and what you expect for this the upcoming year, for the year 2016. Amen. That call-in number is 310-982-4126. Again, that call-in number is 310-982-4126. And at this time, we're going to open the phone lines up, and we're going to just bring in a few callers. Amen. Good morning, caller. You're on the net. We'll bring them in here in a few minutes and just see what's going on here. Amen. We're having a little problem with our studio here, getting them up and going, so we'll just work with that. But I will just encourage you to listen to some of our archive shows. We have quite a bit of a variety of lessons, of messages on the program here. So we're going to play a couple of them, and just so you'll have a sense of what's going on here. We're gonna pick some of the best of, and so we'll allow you to just reminisce on some of those that we're gonna bring up. Amen. And then the number again to the studio is 310-982-4126. It's at 4126 is the number to the studio. Amen. And so, and they had some difficulties with the studio this morning. So we pray that you're able to work with us on what's going on with the studio here. They was updating the server, so we're working with them on that, and we're going to be patient. And so we have a lot of things going on this morning, but God is still able, amen. And so we're going to try this phone line once again, see can we bring in our co-host. I believe it's Mr. Daniels on the line this morning, and so he's not able to come in right now. And so we're just we encourage you to be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. And also for the upcoming year, Granny Plays. Granny Plays is part of the ministry in which I'm with. We're doing some great things. This year we're finna start, as a matter of fact, in the month of January, we're going to start an after-school tutoring program and also mentoring program at an apartment unit here in the Dallas area. So we're going over today right after this program, and we're going to introduce ourselves to that apartment unit and tell them about some things that we're putting in place and encourage them to come out and support it. And our program is geared up for the young men and women in the apartment unit, and also for the seniors and the adults, because we want all of God people to be well-rounded, well-equipped. And so we pray that everything go well on that endeavor. If you have any ideas or any input on that, please give us a call. You know my number is always available for you. And, you know, I'm going to pass out that number, my cell number. And I have cards on that, so my cell number is used for ministry. So you please call me, 214-505-6526. And you can call me up and ask me, say, what can I do? You know, and we'll be happy to let you be a part of what's going on with us. Amen. And we had a little problem with the studio this morning here, so some of our sound clips isn't coming up here. We'll just see what's going on here. We'll see. Okay, so that one is not available right now, and so just be patient with us, and we'll pull in another one here and see if we can get this one here going up. These are some of the best of, and so we'll just see what's going on these right here. Okay, and so, you know, they sent a little bulletin out to say that they were updating the studio, and I was praying that it would have been ready by now. I didn't see any messages that said that they're still working on it, and so what we're going to do is... we're just going to continue with this program. We pray that you've been blessed by what you're hearing today. And also, we need some volunteers for the juvenile ministry here in the Dallas area. We go over to the Henry Wade Juvenile Center, also to the Cottrell House and Youth Village. Those are some juvenile centers that are located here in the Dallas area. And so the ages are from 12 to 17, male and female. And so there's a training class, an orientation that you need to attend. So, and you also need a background check and be fingerprinted. And then they also will give you a mentoring class on how to engage our young people. So you have we have a structured class and lessons that we will be working with and through. But also, you know, you're able to change those somewhat. But so I'm sharing that there with you so you know, hey, I don't just have to go in there on my own knowledge that I have a program and an organization that's already been doing this. They already have some teaching techniques in place, and they already have a support mechanism. And so I encourage you to look into that. If you'd like to be a part of something like that, give me a call at the number I gave out earlier. That's 214-505-6526. And that's the number that you two can call in or call me on and say, hey, I heard about you. Juvenile ministry, and I like to be a part of it. We also do a street ministry with Brother Raul, Brother Sam, and Joseph, and Gabriel, and it's a lot and a lot of other people that I can't mention right now, but at least I'm unable to mention because I would miss everybody, you know. But it's a collective group of men and women that just wants to make a difference, that see the needs of other people than they. And they are bound together, united, to meet these needs here. We go out twice a week on Fridays. It's to a place here in Dallas called Tent City. We go down there for about 2 hours from about 4 to 6 because of the lighting, I say it that way, because of the time. So we go down there from 4 to 6 right before dark, and we minister to their needs through resources that's available, you know, clothes, food, also refer them to different agencies that can kind of help them get off the street. Some of them are dealing with drug addiction, some of them dealing with mental illness, and so we try to refer those individuals to the agencies that will support them. It's more than just a feed and bed type situation. We want to empower God's people to be all they could be. Amen. We meet quite a few people down there, some great people. Some people that have been living on the street for a number of years, and then now they have a home, and now they're coming out and they're volunteering and they're giving back. And that's what it's all about, giving back. Amen. So we want to be very mindful of that. And also, and we also do it on Sundays also. Sundays from 2 to 6. That's a longer service there. But again, that's Brother Raul. He heads up there called the Breath of Life Ministry. Mission, Breath of Life Mission, located off of Harwood Street near the Fair Park area, if you're familiar with Dallas. Right off of 175 and Metropolitan. It's that general area there. You'll see it by. So we have a large tent there that's on the lot, and so we bring in the men from the various shelters. Some of them just walk up, and then it's open to the neighborhood also. We have various churches come down there to assist us in those endeavors. Each week there's a different church down there. They come in and with their volunteers and they mentor and they ministry, and they just praise and worship God, and they also share let Christ experience with them and let them know that they're not alone, and also help them navigate through life. Amen. And so we ask you to be a part of that. And we like to just say thank you to the guests that continually to listen to this show and to follow this show here. We want to thank Ms. Vera. Ms. Vera has a book called Black Gumbo, and it wasn't an apple at Eve. It wasn't an apple about Adam and Eve. Amen. So that's a great book that we hope to get her on here again. She's been a very she's been very instrumental to this program, and she has a lot to offer. So we want to thank God for her continuing to watch the to listen to the program. Also, Brother Daniel, he's been a supporter of the program. He's also our co-host here. I think we have him on the line now, but we're having problems with the studio equipment this morning. So we're just going to ask you to just be patient with us this morning. And we're unable to play any archives or anything right now. So I don't know what's going on. But I tell you what, we're just going to continue to do what God put on our heart to do. Amen. Also, I'd like to encourage you to listen to some more of these programs that's on the Blog Talk Network that Granny Plays have established. On Monday nights, we have My Sister, My Friend, hosted by LaShondra Lewis and Beverly Beasley. They bring in women's, and they talk about women's issues, and they have a great show, a great format, and they encourage each other, and also encourage me. I listen to the program from time to time, and it's a great show there. They have a lot of hot topics there, and they have a teaching segment on there also. I believe that they'll change it up somewhat. Like every other week, a young lady comes on and talks about a Bible principles, you know, how to work through problems and issues in your life dealing with the Bible. And that's what they show it all about, encouraging and empowering women to be all they can be. And then on Wednesday nights, we had Linda Jordan, which is a Kingdom Call, a program which was established, but she's no longer on that, so we're running some of her past shows there. So we pray that she's able to come back due to scheduling conflicts. She's unable to host that show on a regular basis, but we thank her for being a part of what we're doing here. Amen. And we're going to try this phone line once again and see can we bring in Mr. Daniel and see if he's able to share some things with us. Amen. We're unable to. So what we're going to do right now is we're just going to continue to just go through the program here. Let's see, can we pull up any more of these archives? I'm afraid that I hate that we're unable to do it because there's some great shows that I wanted to share with you and bring back to your remembrance about them and let you just think about, I remember that show. Oh, I missed that segment. But so we're unable to bring up any of our shows right now. And, you know, it may have something to do with the fire that we had also. So I'm going to have to make sure that we are able to do what we need to do. Amen. And so let's see now. We got the show here going. Let's try it one more time here and see what's going on. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And we'll just try this one right here and we'll see exactly where we at. We had to leave the studio and I don't know if they turned the power off and turned it back on because the system came back up. But it just don't seem to be responding right now. So what we have to do is we may just have to reschedule this program for a later date. But we're not going to do it. We're going to just continue to go through what we're going through right now. We're going to try to work this thing out here. Amen. So we're able to bring up anything from our studio, our pre-recorded show, or even the music. So, but we pray that you were able to listen to our last shows from the last couple of weeks. We prayed something from Don Diego, and we had a couple other interviews on there. And so we were celebrating the holiday season. We pray that you are being blessed. We talked with Mr. Diego. He's going to come on once again and give us an update of what's going on. And so he's a great guy. We also had Brother Bobby, he's part of a pool association. He was on here and he was sharing with us that in a pool association that they was mentoring young men, that it was a life teaching type of ministry that where he was talking to young men about thinking out their problems, how to navigate, how math is involved in pool. I never thought about it, you know, the angles and the shots and the curves. And he said, oh, that's geometry there. And I said, wow, I thought it was just a game. But he enlightened me on that. And I got to thinking, out of all the things that we go through, you know, everything that we deal with is we can use it as a teaching tool. You know, yes, I've been messed up on the floor, but as I know better, I could do better. And so we encourage our young men to not thinking that this is the end of a situation. Say, what can I gain out of this here? You know, what can I learn from these mistakes and these mishaps? You know, and plus you need to have people just with them, walking beside them, just encouraging them to be all they could be in Christ Jesus. So, and that's some of the things that we had shared with him. And so, and that was exciting and everything. So I look forward to bringing Bobby on and more of the members of the Christian Pool Association so they can share with us what's going on. And we got to go over there with them and we got to enjoy us a pool game. And it's open to women also. Amen. And so we encourage the women to come on and be a part of it. And it's and you know, because we have young ladies that need to be mentored, and we never know what's available for them. So I don't mentor the women, but I encourage other women to be involved in the life of a young person. Amen. So I'm just sitting up here drinking my coffee here, looking at my switchboard, and things just isn't working right. So I don't know. I'm going to have to call in the studio myself to see what it sounds like. I'm seeing I get one of my assistants to give me to call us up and just to see what kind of response that we are having. Amen. So, but I see the phone lines lit up. Thank you for calling in. Sorry, caller, if you can hear me, we can't bring you in right now because of the situation beyond our control. Let's see about it one more time. Get our co-host in here. No, we are unable to bring him in at this time, so we're going to continue to wait it out here, amen, and everything. And while I got you on here, let's go ahead and tell you what we got for the upcoming year. For the upcoming year, we have on our schedule, I'm talking about the ministry in which I'm a part of, we're doing a senior citizen ministry now, and so we are encouraging our young people to be involved in that. At my church, Shady Grove Baptist Church, we have a youth choir, so we're going to get the youth choir to come out as often as possible to encourage our senior citizens to continually to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. That's a great ministry. We were able to go over there through the holiday seasons from Thanksgiving to Christmas, which we've been going all of last year anyway, but holiday season was very special. We have a lot of ministries that come down there to encourage them, the residents of this facility. But as we went down there, I saw the smile on their face and the expressions, and I saw joy, and I saw them that they had a sense that someone cared about them, that they were being reminded that God was still in charge. And then we had a young man that did a great acapella song, and the residents started singing along with him, and it touched my heart. I said, wow, man, they still reaching out to Christ Jesus. They still believing in God. And I'm not saying that they ever stop, but just the idea that through all the life issues, health problems, finances, feel like that you don't have anybody to understand your plight, they still reaching out to God. They're not angry about anything. And they saying, well, Lord, if this is what you got for me, I'm going to take it. And I got thinking in my life, you know, sometimes I wrestle with situations. Sometimes I'm bothered by things, but if I could ever learn to be content, ever learn to find rest and peace in Christ Jesus, what a difference life will make. What a difference it'll make. You know, and as I go out and I share with men and women about the goodness of God, I do jail ministry and do prison ministry, and I tell them, regardless of what's going on, continue to seek the face and the hand and the heart of God. Continue to make yourself available to God. Continue to let him use you and just see what's going on, you know, and see how he's able to change your life around. Amen. And so what we're going to do here, what we're doing now, we're just trying to call up someone here and just to see what it seemed like on the studio here, because I am very mindful that we're still broadcasting, but I don't know if we're really broadcasting. So what we want to do is just see what's going on. Amen. And again, if you would like to be a part of this program, be a part of anything that we're doing, that number is 310-982-4126. Again, that number is 310-982-4126. And you too could be a part of the program. Amen. And we got our co-host on the line there. And so, we got our co-host on the program. Okay, so we are broadcasting, so great. Hey, we can't bring anybody in right now. And so what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna attempt to call somebody, amen, and just to see if we can actually get somebody here on the line, amen. We got our guest gonna be coming up here in a few minutes. I feel a lot better now since I know that we are broadcasting. So now let's get down to business, amen. And so, thank you once again. I can never say that enough. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And as things are being, as we're working out things in the studio, you know what? Sometimes you have to work out things in your life, you know, because sometimes situation just gets out of hand. Sometimes situations are just crazy, but yet God is able. So what we're going to do now, we're going to call up, we're going to call somebody. Since they can't call us, we're going to call them, amen? And so we're going to just go from there. That, you know, cause sometimes we're being challenged, but yet we know that God is able, amen? So what we're going to do now, we're going to just give our co-host a call and see if we can reach out to them. Amen. So, that number is 310-982-4126. It's the number to the studio. And so, we'll see if we can get our co-host there. And we're unable to dial out. I guess we're not then. We're just going to have to just work through these programs. I am so sorry about not being able to reach out and conduct our interview. What we're going to do, we're going to reschedule our guest for a later date. And this young lady have quite a bit of information she wants to share with us. She have quite a bit of testimony. And the name of our show is saying A Mother's Cry. She was looking for some help and some support on what's going on. Amen. And we have our co-host that's calling us right now. Good morning, Mr. Daniel. I'm doing great. Mr. Dan, we had a problem with our studio this morning. The server is sort of down. I see you on the line right now, and I was attempting to call you. No. You're not on the air now. You're on my personal line right now. But, yeah, I see where you had called me here. I'm on the net right now. I'm on the internet talking with you and also on. Now, you can hear me on the net, right? All right. Oh, you couldn't hear me on the internet? Okay, good. Yeah, nobody can call in. And we had a fire in the neighborhood, man. It was a couple of units down from where we are. So the fire department asked us to abandon the facilities. And so I don't know if there's something going on with that. My network seemed to be up and running. Everything seemed to be great. I just can't log on. And they told me this morning that they sent an email out saying that they were updating the server. So that's one of the problems that we have. So the server's probably down. They let me log on and let me broadcast, but I'm not able to receive any calls or answer any calls. And so sorry about that. What we was just going to get, we had a young lady that's from Arkansas that she having some she having a problem with her kids, and we wanted to reach out to our guest and to all our listening audience to try to get her some help. She had been calling different agencies, and they had been helping her, but she's not leaving any stone unturned. And the title of our show was called A Mother Cry, and I was thinking about how Hannah had a plight with family issues, and she prayed before God, and God answered her. And we pray that this young lady's prayer been answered with her kids. She's having some legal issues with her kids, but I will say that for her to share with us. But so we wanted to try to help her. And then that's what we want to do with this upcoming year. Brother, we want to reach out and help people. Okay, wait a minute, Brother Dan. Let's see if we can get you on the speakerphone here, and we'll see if we do it that way. We got Brother Daniel here. He's on the line here. We're going to let him share some things. We pray that you can hear what he had to say. Okay, go ahead, Brother Daniel.
Okay, I know. Like, every time the new year comes around, everybody starts their little list of resolutions that they're going to say they're going to do or not going to do, or I ain't going to do. Now I got a list right now. It's a less or more list. And the first thing on this list is we're going to have less talking and more listening. We're going to have less television and more reading. We're going to have less planning and more doing. We're going to have less soda and more water. We're going to have less being connected and more putting the phone down. We're going to have less junk food and more fruits and vegetables. We're going to have less complaining and more encouraging. We're going to have less excuses and more responsibility. We're going to have less worrying and more hoping. We're going to have less doubting and more believing. We're going to have less procrastinating and more achieving. We're going to have less frowning and more smiling. We're going to have less selfishness and more giving. We're going to have less weakness and more confidence. We're going to have less ignorance and more understanding. We're going to have less ungratefulness and more thankfulness. But now we're going to have less of the word and more of the word of God.
Hey, man, that's blessing there, Brother Daniel. You know what? That makes a lot of sense there, brother. You know what? We got this thing twisted. We're having more
less of the
things,
world,
yeah,
and more of God.
And, you know, we having more things that we don't need and less of things that we do need. Hey, Brother Daniel, we got our call on the line here. Let's see, can we bring her in right quick, okay?
Amen.
We got our call on the line here. And Brother Daniel, I may just have to call her from my landline, okay?
Okay. So, okay, I understand.
Yeah, go ahead and continue to listen to the program, okay?
Okay,
all right. Okay, I tell you what, wait a minute. Brother Daniel.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see, can we bring her in also while you're on the phone? I'm going to try to call two people at one time, brother.
Okay.
We'll see, can we get her in here? Okay, here she go, right here. We're going to have both of y'all on the line.
Hello?
Good morning, Miss Tate. This is Mr. Lewis, Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning.
We having a problem with the studio because of the little incident we had this morning prior to coming on. So I'm calling you on this phone here. I'm having you attached to the studio line. So we're going to do it like that this morning.
That's
fine. Can you hear me?
Uh-huh.
Well, thank you for being a guest on the program. You know what? There's always ways of doing things. I want you to be encouraged. Even though one door may close, another one would open up. And if God be for you, who can be against you, okay?
Okay, thank you for
that.
I need that.
Yeah, you see how we done it. When we couldn't do it one way, God allows us to do it another way. Thank you for your patience.
Amen.
I'm excited because I know that me and you serve in the same God, and we have that same passion. But tell us,
amen.
Tell us that, why you're calling this program and what we could do as believers to assist you and what's going on. Introduce yourself and tell us about what's going on and the thing that you have done to correct this and how you're still needing help.
Okay. My name is Pandora Tate. I'm from Arkansas. In August of 2012, my nephew uncle was visiting Arkansas. We met up at my home, and he wasn't pleased with all the things that kept occurring in my life, which caused me and my children to be in a situation where we had to leave our home and move to a better, safe, and healthy environment. He asked me to move to Dallas, Texas with his girlfriend and her two children, so the both of them could help me with my minus 7 children. I thought long and hard, then I asked him to call so I could feel secure knowing to call his girlfriend in Dallas, Texas, so I can feel secure knowing that if I come that long of a distance from my hometown, which is, you know, in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, she wouldn't have me and my babies in a worse situation. So, you know, we talked. She guaranteed me that she would help me look for a job and, you know, get in a stable more stable situation where, you know, I can be out on my own. But in the meantime, they just wanted to help, you know, me and the babies where, cause, you know, children are so, you know, innocent, and it's up to the adults to protect them. And, you know, it was just things going on in my life where it caused me to become a single parent of that many children. Then I was pregnant with my eighth child. So just know I'm a mother with 10 children. I'm a single parent. And, you know, 2 days after I arrived to their home in Dallas, Texas, you know, things weren't good. Come to find out, you know, it was some issues going on between her and my relative that invited me to move in with them. She ended up putting me and my children out on the streets, and she said her housing really wouldn't allow me and that many people in the home. So Lord knows I just had spent all my money, and me and the children ended up going to a shelter. And, you know, the shelter wasn't, you know, what I thought it was. We stayed at, you know, a shelter in Dallas for 33 days, and I ended up having my eighth child. I ended up going back to the shelter after I gave birth to him September the 15th of 2012. And after then, I started having complications from birth. I started bleeding too much. And the shelter's director called CPS instead of, you know, it was some circumstances where, you know, the shelter had bed bugs and every retaliation, to make a long story short, they called CPS and used my medical condition to say I was overwhelmed. They wanted CPS to take these kids because, you know, due to the bed bugs, we were being treated at, me and the kids, I was being treated at Parkland and the kids were being treated at Children's, and the health department ended up getting called on the shelter that had the outbreak of bed bugs. In retaliation, they called CPS, said mom was overwhelmed, because I had 7 minor children and a newborn baby, which total 8 children at that time. And, you know, they just put me in a worse situation. I'm a postpartum mother with a newborn baby, 7 minor children, staying in a shelter. They said I was overwhelmed and I needed help.
Ms. Tate, you know, what's the age of your children?
My oldest is 12. My second oldest, next to the oldest, he's 11. I have a 10-year-old son. I have a 8-year-old son. I have a 7 now. I have a 7-year-old daughter. I have a 5-year-old son. I have a 4-year-old son. I have the 8th child. He's 3. He's been in foster care. He was the newborn baby that was taken from Parkland Hospital in Dallas, Texas, back in September 2012. He's 3 now. And then my 9th baby they took last year from the Social Security Administration. Off of Malcolm X, she just turned 2. And my tenth child, I had her this year, all glory be to God, and she's 11 months. So in spite of all the stuff that, you know, they learned that I had a medical condition, I was bleeding to death. I had to go to Parkland Hospital at the instructions of my nurse to get checked to make sure I wasn't hemorrhaging. And, you know, they wanted to make sure, as well as me making sure that I was going to be here to take care of them babies. So when the shelter learned that I was going to Parkland Hospital to get treatment for, you know, my complications from the delivery of my eighth child, they called CPS to meet me at the hospital. So they knew I couldn't take them children in, and I had to leave the children to get some help so they can get all the babies out and carry them across the highway safely. So they just manipulated the whole situation. They took advantage of me and the children, knowing that the mom was medically disabled because of the birth of my 8th child. And, you know, CPS met me at the hospital and was like, making allegations of me leaving the kids in the car. Then, you know, want to allow me to continue to get my medical treatment from the bleeding. They called the police to help them assist. The police helped them assist in taking these 8 kids from me. And, you know, they took them out of my life September the 19th, 2012. And they, you know, said that I would never see my kids again.
So where are you standing at? Where are you at on the kids now? How many kids you have with you now, Ms. Tate?
I have 1 child with me.
Okay, you have 1 child.
They took my 9th child last year.
Okay.
And they took my 8 kids September of 2012.
Okay. Now, how are you doing on the process of, do you have any contact with any of the kids? Any relatives have the kids? Or what's the status?
No, sir. last year they terminated my parental rights. They said that I rocked the boat, which I exercised my constitutional rights. I told them that they were violating my civil rights, and I fought my case in court. You know, I had been in court, and I spoke, and I asked the judge to get my kids back, and if they were violating my constitutional rights, I had no charges, no drugs, I did nothing to the baby but go get medical assistance. And the judge told me to shut up. There's too many kids for me. I rocked the boat. And they said they were going to terminate my parental rights because what I'm going to do, how I'm going to feed the kids? What I'm going to do with that many kids?
Yeah.
At this point.
Are you having any agencies that are helping assist you with the recovery of your kids? Or are you taking any parenting classes? Or where are you? Where are you standing at now?
Well, when they first took the kids, I went on my own and registered for parenting classes. I completed that in Arkansas. I got permission from the state of Texas can I complete my courses in Arkansas because I wasn't familiar with Dallas, Texas, and they gave me permission so I can get the kids home real quick. I did my parenting certificate. I did my parenting classes. I completed it, got my parenting certificate. I did a psychiatric evaluation here in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, and I passed that evaluation. The doctor said she would help me get the kids back. She said I was just bleeding, and I just need my babies back. She would help me. So, you know, I did all those services, and when we were with the trial about it, they said they didn't want to accept the services done in Arkansas. They wanted to have me to do the services in Texas. So they asked for a continuation or an extension on the case, and they had me to do the services in Texas. I paid for a parenting class in Dallas, Texas. I completed that. So I have two parenting certificates. I already had a psych evaluation, so I didn't have to do the psych evaluation, and I did like over a year and a half of counseling. So I did two completions of parenting classes, psychiatric evaluation, and over a year and a half of counseling. And they still said they weren't going to give the children back because I didn't do the services on time. So you have these kids sitting in an environment where they don't know no one. They don't have no type of relatives that can get them because CPS denied the rights to the grandparents and to the relatives. You know, not the mother and father. So right now I'm just still fighting my case. I went from the fifth court from the juvenile court. I petitioned the fifth court of appeals for my parental. You have to excuse me because it just takes me to a place where I really don't need to be. But long story short, I completed everything they asked me to do, I did it. I still have those copies. I submitted those to the court. I'm fighting my case pro se. I contacted the President of the United States. I did a petition to Congress. They told me to contact my senator. I contact representatives, legislators of Dallas, Texas. I have yet to get any response. I had negative responses. They said it's perfectly fine for CPS to have the kids, and they kidnapped those kids from me from Parkland Hospital September the 19th of 2012.
Now, tell me, are you associated with any kind of a parenting groups or association that can kind of assist you and help you navigate through these things? You're doing a great job, but there's other programs and other groups that you can assist you with it. Have you reached out to any of those? Foster parent?
I tried to contact your children's advocate, and I've been on the internet researching, and I contacted those agencies.
Okay, I see your phone is breaking up. Repeat that for me again. Miss Tate, your phone is breaking up. Repeat that for me again, please.
Okay, I contacted some of your children's advocates. I have yet to receive any response. I contacted the Human Rights Organization. No one is reaching out to me. I contacted the NAACP. They kept my paperwork. They didn't respond back. I contacted everyone that I could possibly helped me fight for civil rights violation. He writes women's group. No one, it's like these agencies don't exist. Can you hear me, sir?
Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you. Now, Ms. Tate, now.
I don't understand.
Now, Ms. Tate, now, how's your living conditions and stuff right now? Are you able to, say, if you're able to even get one or two of the kids back periodically, are you able to support
yes,
them
sir.
And have a safe living condition for them? Yes, sir, we get a sense of...
Yes, sir.
What I would like to do, I'm going to petition people to kind of assist you and just to talk to you and just kind of see what's going on and anybody can help. And one thing is making sure that you're secure, that you got a safe place and you're able to take care of yourself. Then we can bring these kids
yes,
in.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I went to college back in 2007,
okay.
And I left college 2010. So at this point, I'm getting back in school. I always work. I'm self-employed. I clean homes for a living, but I have a home. I take patients, home health care.
Okay.
I have my so, you know, they're not dealing with just a random person. I don't do drugs. I don't drink. I'm just a single mother trying to achieve the American dream like anyone else. I'm in a situation where I have a home that I own in Arkansas. We just been... Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, we're having a... look.
Okay, I thought we clicked off.
Yeah, no, I'm still here. Go right ahead.
I'm in a stable environment. You know, in spite of what they did, they did not take my ability to work. I'm a sound body. Sound-minded person, you know, I'm in the spiritual home, I have a church, you know, I have family support, and, you know, I have everything that's needed to clap my children.
Okay.
Ms. You
know,
I
see our phone is breaking up here. So tell us now, if someone would like to get in touch with you, do you have an email or some information that they can call, contact you and say, hey, I think I can help? Because we want to try to get you some help. We don't want you to try to do all this
yes,
alone,
sir.
And we don't want you to feel like that you're alone. There's other people that's going through the same thing you're going through, and there's other people that know how to deal with situations like this. You're not the only one, and you're never going to be the only one, but there's places and groups that's available to assist you. So I don't want you to try to do all this yourself. So we're going to reach out to different people and organizations and programs to try to assist you with your help. So give us some information or a Facebook page, Twitter, is something that someone can reach out.
Okay, I'm on Facebook at Tangela. Well, you can Facebook my name, Tangela Tate. Also, the best way to reach me is on my telephone number, if that's okay for me to leave that.
Is this okay with you?
It's
yes.
501. Yes.
Go ahead.
501.
Okay.
478-0357. 501-478-0357. Like I said, I'm a single mom of 10 children. I just want to bring awareness to everyone to let them know that you don't have to fight this alone. I just thank God I was able to reach Minister Lewis. And I just want women to know, women, men, and children to know that they need to pray their way through this thing. They need God first. And there's small libraries out there that can help you with your situations. If you're fighting a parental right discrimination case, you have to go to the law library. If it's in Dallas, Texas, go downtown to the Fifth Court of Appeals. That's where I had to appeal to from the juvenile court to reestablish my parental rights because my parental rights were terminated. But just to make a long story short, you know, I just wanted to give a little brief of what I went through. And they thought I was going to lose my mind and be unstable, but I continue on working, petitioning courts for my rights because I did nothing wrong. They don't have no charges on me. They took me to trial, and they had no prearrangements, no evidence. So what are you fighting? You know, you have these kids out here and the parents that don't know how to petition a court, and if they even need me to help them, you know, I know how to petition a court, file paperwork, and I did all this to help out other people. And you can go to your law library and Google, you know, your rights on your phone, or you can just read it. It's a law library. Be aware of your rights so people cannot take advantage of you. Because they said, I would never get them kids back, and the law said different. The law says you have to have clear and convincing evidence. They did not have clear and convincing evidence. So why do you have my children for 3 years? You know, I'm a loving mother. I never just had no intent but to get some help so I can be here for my children. And this is the type of world we live in. I've been trying to accomplish the American dream, and to know I'm not the only one out here going through this. There's hundreds and millions of people. It just breaks my heart. And I pray to God he show his children the right way to go. And, you know, it's the God first, and you have libraries, you have the internet access to those networks so you can know how to fight these cases. And I'm doing it post-state. And I thank you, Minister Lewis, for having me on your show, and I hope and pray that maybe hear this and know, never give up. Pray your way through this thing and keep your head up. Don't let your chin touch your chest. You know, what the man says, that's not the final thing. Oh, God got the last word. And we just have to keep ourselves in a predicament where we can, you know, advance. You know, I wasn't unstable. I just had a baby. But to know you live in America and having too many kids can be a disadvantage. It's sad. But just bringing awareness, I want people to know that, hey, it's people out there that can help you in all situations, and God will lead you to those people and never give up, because they wanted me to give up. And I told them I'm going to fight this to the depth of me because I did nothing wrong. But if they wanted to help me with my children, fine. I put myself in a better situation to advance in college and getting things done that I needed done. So
hey,
that's pretty much it, Minister.
Hey, man, God bless you. I tell you what, we're going to share that number that you gave us. That number is 501-478-0357. That's the number that you can reach out to Ms. Tate here, and you can let her know that she's not alone. Give her some information that she can use. Give her some information she can use. We all make mistakes. We don't have to be reminded of our mistakes, but give her some information she can use, and let God get the glory. Ms. Tate, we pray that things go well for you, that we're going to continue to reach out to you and reach out for you on our on a behalf, because we talk to different people and different programs and organizations, and we know that someone is able to help you. Now, this program goes around the world, so I'm reaching out to those individuals and those programs in California. Ms. Tate needs you here in Arkansas. I'm reaching out to those in New York that Ms. Tate needs you. I want you to call her up. I want you to let her know that she's not alone. Let her know that you have some information that she can use and help her in this endeavor here. We're going to do it the right way, the godly way, through the legal system, because we know that God, he's established laws and established magistrates and rulers over the law. So we know that it's nothing too hard for God. We pray that God restore to her the thing that she lost. You know, as I got ready to do this program, in the Bible, there's a young lady named Hannah in 1 Samuel. And they said that Hannah, she wanted a child, and she prayed that God would give her a child. And she gave them, and she had a child, and she gave that child back to Christ Jesus. I have a sense that you're a praying woman. I have a sense that you want your kids to know the God that you know, and that you're going to give them kids back to God because he gave them to you. And I want to thank you for your diligently seeking for programs and people and agencies to help you, that you're not trying to do this all alone. And so we pray that God open doors up for you. We pray that you find comfort and rest and an assurance that you're on the right track.
Yes, sir. Well, I thank you, because no one can fight this big old battle by themselves. In 3 years, I've been researching and researching. I'm going to continue on to the day my children come home. And if anyone can check on them for me, because they deny me that right, even though I know God has said it's my right, that would be a blessing during the holidays, you know.
Amen. I tell you what, we're gonna continue to lift you up in prayer. We're gonna continue to let people know what's going on, and we're also gonna reach out to you from different times. I want you to give us an update. Let us know where you're at on that, okay? And let people know that their prayers had been answered. You know, come back, tell us, hey, it's working. I got this one back. I got that one back. I'm stable, or whatever it may be. But I want you to know that God is in charge of this, okay? So, you know, there's no failure in God. There's no failure. So, and I know that you already know that, but you need to hear that. I'll tell you what, we're about ready to get out of here. We want to have a word of prayer for you, and then we want to share this number once again to reach out to Ms. Tate to help her with her legal problems and help her to with her family issues. That number is 510-478-0357. Again, that number is
501.
It's 501?
Oh, okay. That's 501. That number is 501-478-0357. Amen. So we want to share that number. Again, that number is 501-478-0357. That number, you can reach out to Ms. Tate there and assist her and give her words of encouragement. Amen. And so
Thank you, Minister.
Well, God bless you. Before we let you go, we're going to have a word of prayer, okay? And I want you to call us up and let us know what's going on that, okay? And just keep reaching out to us and see what programs and organizations are available to assist you in this. Gracious Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. Dear Lord, as Ms. Tate, dear Lord, she's coming to you, dear Lord, and she's petitioning, helping, dear Lord, on your behalf, dear Lord. She'll asking you, dear Lord, to intervene on her behalf. She's asking you, dear Lord, to open up doors that can't no man open. She asking you, dear Lord, to show her favor. Dear Lord, we pray that you continue to bless her and her situation, that you allow men and women to come into her life, that you allow them to be to make a difference in her life, to show her the right way of doing this, and we ask you to give her favor in the name of Jesus. Dear Lord, thank you. Dear Lord, as we get ready to end this program, we want to thank you for what you've been doing. We want to thank you for the many, many opportunities that you have available for your people. Dear Lord, as Mrs. Tate, dear Lord, as she's dealing with family issues, we ask you, dear Lord, we ask you to dispatch angels to her right now to encourage her, to let her know that she's not alone. We ask you to open up doors, dear Lord, that have previously been closed to her. Closed doors that need to be closed. Let her see your hand mighty in her life. Lord, she can't undo the things that she had done. But now we asking you to find favor on her, dear Lord. We asking you, dear Lord, to touch the hearts of the men and women that's in charge of her situation. Let them know that she's worthy of the kid, that she's worthy of the thing that you'll put on, that she can have a responsibility. Dear Lord, and let her look back and have a amen, hallelujah. Thank you, Christ Jesus, for opening up doors for her, dear Lord. Dear Lord, we ask if anyone's out there that can assist her in her family issues to give her a call at this number, 501-478-0357. Again, that number, 501-478-0357. And we promise to give you all the praise and the glory. In the name of Jesus, we pray, amen. We want to thank you for listening to the program. We're getting ready to wind down. We pray that you've been blessed by this program. It's a rocky start to the first of the year. But guess what? It's all right. I'm excited about God, you know, because sometimes things happen and you just have to push through. And that's what we want to encourage Ms. Tate, to push through. We want to encourage all our listening audience to push through. I have a little sermon that I want to share with you, but I'm going to say that for next week. Because in that way we'll have full access to the studio. Again, that number is still the same, at 310-982-4126. Please write that down. Put that on your phone list there so you can have that number available. And continually to reach out to this program, because God is up to something and we want to help God's people. You know, the theme of our program is said, help change a life. You know, we can't do anything apart from Christ either, but Christ, through Jesus, have programs and ministries set aside to help us. You know, the word said, when I was hungry, you fed me. Who fed me? Christ fed me. Who fed me? God, people fed me. It said, when I was in jail, you visited me. Who visited you? Christ, people visited you. You know, and Christ, through them, amen. And when I didn't have a place to lay my head, he comforted me. Who comforted me? Christ's people, through Christ Jesus. So I want you to know that you're never alone. As we get ready to get out of here, we're going to have a word of prayer. We want to thank you for listening to the program. We ask you to be encouraged, and Happy New Year to each and every one of you. And God be the glory. Gracious and Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you, dear Lord, for today, dear Lord, how we start another year, dear Lord, and we know that you are able. Dear Lord, thank you for watching over us last year. Thank you, dear Lord, for this year, dear Lord, for the thing that you have prepared for. Give us the ability and the know-how to do the things that you put our hands to do, dear Lord. We thank you for the guests that continue to support this program, dear Lord. We thank you, dear Lord, for the ministries that's encouraging us each and every week. Dear Lord, we lift up
of Miss Tate to you, dear Lord. We lift her up and ask you to intervene on her behalf. We ask you to open up the doors, dear Lord. We ask you to make a way out of no way. We ask you to encourage her, dear Lord. Each day, let it get better and better for her. And let this here be the year. This be the year, dear Lord, that you show yourself mighty, you show yourself strong in her life, and that she too can call back and give us a testimony. If it had not been for the Lord on her side, where would she be? Dear Lord, thank you. Watch over each and every one of us until we're able to assemble here again. We pray this in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Until next week, we'll be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. And we'll do this again next week, 8 o'clock to 9, with more great guests, more great topics. And looking forward to having you to be on here once again. Amen.